right. That's a good video. I almost don't even have to preach with a video like that. That's good. It tells the whole story. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jason. I am an overseer here at the church, if I haven't met you guys before. And I've been praying about this message for you guys for a couple weeks. And I wanted to take a minute in the morning because I know I'm coming in from just a super busy, chaotic week in life right now. My boss resigned last Friday, so we're going through tons of transitions at work. I don't know if you guys knew Jordan Reich. She was a student of mine. She passed away from leukemia last week. So it's been emotional. It's been physically strenuous. And then just I'm in my master's program, so I'm in school like three nights a week, and I'm teaching and doing all kinds of things. And life is just busy, and I don't know if you guys feel that, but after the pandemic, or I mean, we're still in it, but we're trying to get back into everyday life, and it's like we've kind of been living this way of life, and then all of a sudden we're trying to open things back up, and life just feels like 10 times more busy than it ever has been before. So I want you guys to know I love you guys. I love preaching. I love this opportunity, but I am coming in from a crazy, hectic time. And yesterday I met up with Chin and some of the other fellows in here for a Bible study in the morning, and we went through Psalm 46, and about 10 minutes to just go around the church here in the facility and find a quiet spot. And in one of the verses at the end of chapter 46 said, "Be still and know that I'm God." And I had confirmation this morning as I was reading through Jordan's obituary. There's a verse that they put on the bottom of it, and it was Psalm 46, and it said, "Be still and know that I am God." I was like, you know what? That's confirmation. And I wanted to take a minute in this morning, in this moment, to pray, to give you a moment of silence, to kind of just rest your hearts, and encounter Jesus. We're in a series called Encountering Jesus, and the only way to really encounter Jesus powerfully is if we pray. And prayer can look different in all kinds of different ways, but one of the ways that we pray is through meditation and silence, to talk to Him, to listen to Him, to encounter Him. And so I'm just going to take a minute. I'm going to pray. I want you guys to go ahead. If you close your eyes when you pray, go ahead and close your eyes. If you kneel, if you want to stand up, raise your hand, whatever you want. My son's going to lay down on the ground. That's what he does. And just pray. So I'm going to be quiet and just take a moment of silence. And God, as we breathe in deep, and we focus our attention, our thoughts, our minds on You, surrendering the busyness, the hectic, chaotic life that we live in, the turmoil, the dysfunction, the pain. To You, God, we trust that You are in control, that You are an almighty and sovereign God who desires to meet with us, that desires to reveal Yourself to us. And so I pray that this morning, God, as we take a look at the story of Zacchaeus and the blind man, that we would be transformed by Your Spirit, that we would be renewed, that we would walk out of here this morning with a joy and a sense of peace, knowing that You are in control and just one encounter with You can change our lives forever. Just one encounter with You can change everything. And so I pray, Lord, that as we talk through this Bible story this morning, we would encounter You in powerful ways. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know what? That's our goal. That's my goal. Every time we come up here, every time I'm preaching, I know Chin too, and most other pastors, when we come and speak a message and tell you the stories about the Bible, that God would meet with you, that there would be some sort of transformative work that happens in your heart that changes you forever, that when you walk into a service, you're listening to someone talk about the Bible is not dead, okay? It is fully alive and living, and it has the power to transform who you are, okay? And we're going to see that. We see that happen today in two different stories that we look at where he can change you physically, and he can change you spiritually, emotionally, psychologically. He has the ability. It's not a matter of willingness on our side, okay? So we're going to look at this story. It's kind of cool. We're going through, if you want to look in the Bible, we're going through Luke 18 and 19. And what I wanted to do this morning is to give you that narrative from a different perspective, okay? Because a lot of us have been churchgoers for a long time. I'm looking around the room, and I think I know most of you guys in this room, okay? And we've read the Bible, we've read through the stories, but I think a lot of times we read the words on the page and forget to submit ourselves into the story. So I want to get in, like I want to be there. I want to visualize and see what's actually happening all around us while the story is unfolding. Okay, so usually when we read the Bible, it's written from that narrative perspective. Like Luke is writing this Bible as an onlooker of the events that are unfolding and happening. There's characters in the story that are engaged on different parts of the story. And so what I wanted to do is take us through the narrative of Luke 18, 19 from the perspective of a community member in the town of Jericho. So if you would, just visualize with me and picture this. It was a warm summer day. The date palms were in full bloom. Harvest had just come, and they have harvested tons and tons of dates. There's a sense of celebration that's running through the community. The city, the wealth has come back to the city as farmers are putting together their stands and selling fruit along the side of the road. The people of Jericho are excited. Traders are coming from the east as far as India. And they're coming. All of the Romans are coming into Jericho to buy the best dates in the land. Oh, if you could just try one of these little fruits that when you bite into them, the juice just pops and they melt in your mouth. They're delicious. You can spread them. You can make them into jam. It's a wonderful, wonderful time. Rich fruit. Traders are coming from lands as far as you can see, and they're coming to us. We are the host city, and we are excited. And I've heard there's one man, and he's making his way down from Galilee into the region. And I've been hearing stories about this guy. They call him Jesus. Some people praise him because apparently he has some sort of supernatural power. It's like he's famous. I hear the other week he even healed 10 men with leprosy. I mean, have you seen those guys? Like, their skin is falling off. Nobody even wants to get near them. But this man came to him and said, "Be healed," and they were healed. He sent them to the priest, and only one guy came back to praise him for it, but doesn't negate the fact that he healed 10 men with leprosies. Others, they despise him. They're calling him some blasphemer. He blasphemes the name. He claims to know Yahweh, that he's the Son of God. Honestly, I really hope he's not like Zacchaeus. Have you guys met that guy? That guy, man, he's taken me for so much money. You know, actually, Jesus, in some ways, I heard that he found this rich young ruler, and he tried to convince him to give up all of his money. I don't think the guy did, but I don't know. This was a good year for us. We harvested a lot of dates. And Zacchaeus, he's already taken more than he should. Did you know that they now have a tax on donkeys? Yeah. I bought another donkey. It costs like $400 for registration on this guy. and an excess of baskets. Apparently, I got to pay for those too. I mean, come on, I get it. We've got to contribute for the betterment of society. But Zacchaeus, I know he's just slipping them 20s in the back of his pocket. I mean, I even saw him the other day. This dude's driving around in a black stallion. You seen that? And he's like, giddy up. If I'm honest, he's got a little man's complex, okay? Making up. You know, actually, I heard he's making his way into town today. Oh, hey, check it out. Wow. Now that's an entourage. Hey, what's up, Meredith? How's it going? Is this the man Jesus that's coming downtown today?
Yeah, I hear he's the Son of God.
What? Where'd you hear that?
I didn't just hear it, I saw it. You remember Tammy? She's the older lady from Galilee.
Oh, yeah, I remember Tammy.
She had the bent back and was tormented for 18 years.
Oh, yeah, she always walked like this, you know. What happened with her?
I watched him heal her. He said, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity."
Wow. That's cool. Wow, that is impressive. So you've seen it? Yeah? Wow. Oh, hey, Johnny, how's it going, man? How you doing?
I'm good, just busy with the crops. We got slammed this year. Do we have any wealthy traders coming in today?
Oh, man, that's great, Johnny. Yeah, it has definitely been a good year. You know, I heard Jesus is making his way into town right now. Do you think he's in the market for some dates?
Oh, man, check out old blind man Joe. How's he doing today?
Oh, yeah, that's Joe. I remember Joe. He's just trying to make a buck.
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
Be quiet, old man. Do you not know who's coming?
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
Whoa, yeah. Man, look, there goes Jesus. Did you guys see that? Did old Joe really just receive his sight? He's been blind his entire life. I've seen Joe sitting outside of the gates of the city my entire life. And in just one word, he can see? Is this guy for real? I wonder, could he really be who he's claimed? Oh no, there's Zacchaeus. I wonder what he wants. I hope Zacchaeus doesn't see me. I just bought a new donkey last week. You know, if he sees me, he's gonna take my money. Wow. I wonder why is he climbing a tree? Oh, little man, trying to get a view. Can't see over the cloud. Surely, if Jesus sees him. He's gonna let him have it, right? He's gonna let him have it. He's gonna cast out all those wicked demons inside of him, right? I mean, he has the power. Let's see. Oh, Jesus sees him. He sees Zacchaeus in the tree. Oh, this is gonna be good. As I was listening, I could hear the crowd. Speaking, Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately." He's going to make him pay for it. He said, "What?" He said he's going to eat at his house today? Why is he giving him a hug? Why is he embracing this guy? He took all my money. Doesn't Jesus know what this man has done to us? Maybe Jesus isn't who he says he is. Maybe Jesus is just crazy or a liar. But what about Joe? And what's going to happen to Zacchaeus? Did you guys hear that? I mean, he said he's going to the house to be the guest of a sinner. Did you guys hear what Zacchaeus said? He stood up and he said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Did Zacchaeus really just say that he's going to pay us back four times the amount? I mean, if that's true, I'm going to be one happy guy. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." I'll tell you what, I'll believe it when I right? Here's my question to you, church. Could one encounter with Jesus, I said I was going to cry. She's laughing at me, dang it. Could one encounter with Jesus change your life? One embrace from Jesus, could it change your life? Could it change your children's hearts, right? Could it change I at work who is a bully, the guy at school who picks on you? Could it change their heart? Could it change the dirtbag that swindled you out of money? Could it change his heart? Could one encounter with Jesus change the Taliban leaders' hearts? Right? That's a heavy one. Oh, it's hard for me to even spit out there because there's so much anger and rage over what's going on in the Middle East. But we know that Jesus is more powerful than the enemy. That one encounter with Jesus can change any man's heart. One encounter with a living God can change everything. And in just one moment, God is able to move a mountain. He can break any chain. He can bring light into the darkness. He can deliver you from your demons. He can restore all things that are broken and overcome any kind of evil. He healed the lepers, the crippled, the blind, and then he predicted that he was going to die and then raise again, and then he did. So surely he can make beautiful things out of the dust. One encounter with Jesus can change everything. Later that night, I was laying down and I was just blown away. I blew out the candle and I was just getting ready to fall asleep. I heard a knock on the door. "Babe, light a candle. Someone's at the door." "It's Zach. Hide the baskets. Hide the baskets. Little Zacky's here." "What's up, Zach? How can I help you tonight?" He reached out and he handed me a bag of coins. A lot of coins. And I said, "Wow. Zach, what's this for?" And he explained to me that what happened today, it was the real deal. That Jesus had changed my life. Jesus is the Son of God. Wow. Right? Your actions will follow up your encounters with Jesus. Zacchaeus went back and made good on his word. He paid those he had swindled four times the amount that. I don't know where each of you guys are at today, OK? Okay? I don't know what you're coming in with. I don't know the busyness. I don't know the pain. I'm not sure of all the details of your lives, but you may be here this morning. You might be one of the characters in this story. You may be the date farmer. I totally forgot to change all my slides. Too wrapped up in this, okay? Daniel, can you put the last one on there? You might be the date farmer, the narrator, okay? He saw Jesus. You may be in here and you've heard of Jesus. You know the stories. You know everything that it takes this morning to see someone's life literally transformed by the gospel. What's it going to take for you to be convinced that Jesus is the Son of God? Some of you may be like the entourage. You've followed Jesus your entire life. You make way straight paths for Jesus to proceed. But instead of looking outward, you may need to take a minute this morning and look inward. Or turn your eyes around instead of looking at all the things in the way of preventing Jesus to get through, and just let Jesus do his work in your life and in the lives around you. You might be a part of the entourage. Or you might be like old man Joe. You might be the blind man. You're hurting. You're in need of healing. You've lost loved ones. You've lost your sight, or you've lost your hearing, or you're broken in some way, and you need God to restore you to a place of physical restoring, an emotional restoring, psychological touch of healing for you. And as a body of Christ and as a church, we want to pray for healing and restoration. We want to pray with you this morning. I've asked Deb and Dorothy if they'd be available. If you guys are in need, if you're coming in with pain, hurts, mental illnesses, sicknesses, and you want someone to pray with you, for you, we want to provide that for you. You might be like Meredith. You're all good. You know God is good, right? You testify of his goodness. And if you are that person, thank you. Thank you for testifying of his goodness in a time of craziness in our world. Let me encourage you this morning to keep up the good work. Keep telling people of the peace that surpasses all understanding. Be the encourager. Be the light. We need you, especially now in our time in this world. We need you to be an encourager, to promote unity, to promote peace, to promote harmony in all of the situations that are happening right now. We need you. And then some of us in this room might be like Zacchaeus. Okay? I don't want to hide behind the fact that some of us in this room are living in sin. We are living in sin. You've stolen, or you've hurt, or you've engaged in wild living. You've spoken slander, or you've lied, you've cheated, or you simply have anger in your heart toward a brother. Some of us in this room are overcome by it and need to be released from it. You might be like Zacchaeus, who is here this morning because you want to see Jesus and you need an embrace from him. He's calling you down out of the tree so that you can encounter him, so that he can give you that loving hug and say, I have already died for you. Your sins have been forgiven. And he wants to meet with you, and he's waiting. He's waiting for you to approach him. He wants to make you beautiful and turn your ashes into a restoration, into a beautiful creation. Worship team, I'm going to go ahead and ask you guys to come on up. And for the rest of us, whomever you are this morning, whichever character that you can relate with from the story, I want to encourage you to encounter Jesus. Encounter him right now. During this song, encounter Jesus. We're going to sing a song, and I want you to do whatever it takes to encounter Jesus right now in this moment. As we sing, Jesus, you make beautiful things out of the dust. Okay, let's stand and let's sing together.